www.thebigblack.com. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control, bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It's Thursday night, so welcome to the program. We're glad you're here. And in fact, we're going to be with you until 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yes,
time.
We will.
Six nights a week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern time. And Saturday, we have a live show as well, which is from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern.
We get a whole hour off on Saturday.
We enjoy
working for Free Talk Live is great.
It is the best damn job in the world. If only we made some money. 1-800-259-9231. We do this for the love of radio right now, but I predict there will be income in the very near future. Anyway, this is your show. You take control. 800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And actually, we're a little bit light on the email tonight. So
really?
I got nothing in that category.
You people get out there and make some emails.
Now, just because you email the show doesn't mean you're going to get your email read on the air.
No.
Because some of them are completely...
Nutty.
Some of them are... Well, we'll read the... Oh, sometimes I don't have a problem reading the nutty ones. Because those are kind of fun. And sometimes I'll read the unreadable ones just so you can know how bad it is. How terrible people's email abilities are. Because apparently, to some people, emailing just isn't that important. And so they don't bother to even proofread their emails one time. They don't know what kind of spelling, egregious spelling and grammatical errors they have, or punctuatory errors that they have, and it's embarrassing. And so I kind of like to read those sometimes, too. But if you want to get your ideas on the air, the easiest, quickest way is to call 1-800-259-9231. Political, personal, something in between, got a rant, you got an agenda you want to push, anything goes on this show.
So I was talking to this girl today.
You were?
Yes. And she asked me what I did for a living.
Where were you?
I was actually, she had come into the office.
Okay.
And she asked me where I worked, and I told her I'm a radio talk show host.
Wait, she came into the office and asked you where you worked?
Well, I don't think she knew that I was from there.
Aha, got it.
And anyway, we got to talking because of that. She wanted to have a political conversation of sorts, and... She gave me her opinions on politics. And
because she was into talk radio?
Not so much, no. Hmm. She, in the course of the conversation, I found out she didn't know who the vice president was.
Oh, my goodness. What were her political opinions then?
Well, you know, get out of Iraq,
okay,
and that kind of thing.
That's a good one.
Well, yeah, well, sure, because it agrees with you, but the fact is, she's not allowed to have
not
an
because
opinion.
It agrees with me, because it agrees with freedom, that's all.
Oh, whatever. She's... It's funny how you can have an opinion even if you don't have any facts.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I didn't say that.
Well, yeah, some opinions are based on emotions, and that's okay. I think it's a good emotion. Like, don't kill people. Killing is bad. War, bad. I think that's okay. That's fair. You don't have to have facts to know that war is bad.
Possibly.
So what else about the conversation?
That was pretty much it. Once I realized that she was adult, I extricated myself from the situation.
You didn't feel like she had the potential to learn? She had the thirst for knowledge?
She had the thirst for telling me what she thought.
Mm. Well, she's a woman. She wants to talk, right?
Well, I think that's not always the case. Everybody's that way.
Yes, everyone is that way, but women more so especially. 800-259.
You're going to make some friends on a radio show.
9231. We love ladies on this show. We actually have the Shrine of Female Listeners on our website at freetalklive.com. We got a brand new Shriner. And we want you to be a part of it. If you're a female, you qualify. All you have to do is email us your picture at ftl@freetalklive.com. If we've never heard from you before and you're just emailing it out of the blue, at least tell us a little bit about yourself so we can, you know, make a few comments there on the Shrine. And we'd prefer it if it's a validated picture. And you can log on and find out more about what that means. Don't forget the bulletin board system. We got hundreds of users, thousands of posts for you to browse through there. That's all on the house.
They're talking about everything on the bulletin
board. They really are. And actually, one of our more... probably the most obnoxious poster recently on there has toned it down a little bit. He's kind of come to realize that maybe calling everyone stupid idiots and worse words than that is not the best way to get them to consider your arguments.
Perhaps.
So, yeah, so maybe he's actually...
It's a free forum. You can do whatever you want.
You absolutely can. So there's the bulletin
board. You're free
system.
To ignore people that annoy you.
There's the last 6 days' worth of the show fully archived. We've also got... Much, much more. Live streaming, etc. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org.
You know, being that we don't necessarily screen the calls too thoroughly here, I mean, it's real general. We want your name, where you're calling from. We want one word, what do you want to talk about, and how you're listening to the show. That's it. You go on hold, we put you on the air. In fact, if you're female, we'll put you on the air before the guys. If there are guys on hold.
Ladies first.
Ladies first. Exactly. You get jumped up to the front of the line. So because of that policy, we really will cover anything on this show. And from time to time, we get people calling in who, shall we say, have a penchant for the conspiracy.
Oh, yes.
They like a good conspiracy theory. Who let stray dogs into the studio?
That's the studio beast. She's normally such a quiet animal.
She is. You can see the studio beast picture at freetalklive.com. So anyway, now and then we get a caller who's calling in with a conspiracy theory. And they like to mention their favorite conspiracy theory talk show host, and he tends to be Alex Jones.
He is the big boy in the market.
Right. He happens to be on the same network as us. And I think we'd still probably talk about this even if he wasn't. But I find it very ironic and very interesting that now Alex Jones, the conspiracy theory, the guy of the Central Intelligence Agency of Conspiracy Theories, now has a conspiracy theory directed against himself.
Oh, how quickly they'll turn on you.
Yeah, exactly. And I just thought this just to give you an idea of, if you've never heard from any of these conspiracy theorists, the tinfoil hat crowd, as they're lovingly called, and if you've never heard from any of these people, this will give you an idea of their mindset. And you're absolutely right. They will turn on you in a heartbeat. So here's what they have to say about Alex Jones. The title of the article is Alex Jones, Can He Be Trusted? It's from the Houston Independent Media Center. Says, Alex Jones certainly has credible and truthful information, but why is he ignoring blah, 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 a law that gives some numbers and letters, a law that will enforce the New World Order? And why does he let Christianity and the truth be attacked by his pothead friends? Alex Jones, can he be trusted? As a young man growing up in Texas, Alex began using his journalism expertise to expose the real police state takeover occurring in Texas and America.
Part of the police state is the fact that people would call people potheads.
What do you mean?
Well, it seems to me, folks, that would just toss around the term pothead would also be the sorts that would want to see marijuana illegal.
Yeah, I wonder about that. I wonder if the author of this article would agree with that.
Is a drug
warrior.
Yes.
Because if there's anyone out there who is a drug warrior, we have an open invitation for you to call in and defend the drug war.
Please do.
We hate the drug war. We think it should be ended. And every time we ask for a call from a drug warrior, no one ever calls. And there must be someone listening, somebody who believes in the drug war, who believes it's a good idea. Isn't there? 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So, Alex Jones soon became a New World Order freedom fighter. But has Alex been corrupted by money and power? The very thing he claims to oppose in the New World Order leaders? Alex Jones is certainly exposing the evil of government, and his evidence is real and credible. But does that make him trustworthy? Take a look at Sacred Cow, and watch some of the candid video clips of Alex with some of his pals. Now, Sacred Cow is the production company that does Alex Jones's videos.
Okay.
Because he has a series of documentaries that he puts out about the police state and about the rise of, the U.S. terrorizing its own citizens, etc. So Sacred Cow is that production company. We'll tell you more about what goes on at that website, because I've seen these videos that he's referring to in this article. We're talking about the king of conspiracy theories being, well, a conspiracy theory being levied against him himself. Fascinating. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal, something in between. We're here for you. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Right now we're talking about another talk radio host, actually. Mm-hmm. We don't have a problem talking about the competition. Well, actually, this guy's not competition for us, but we've bad-mouthed plenty of radio talk show hosts, and actually, in this case, we're coming to one of their defenses.
We're coming to the aid of Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, he is a semi-known talk show host. He's not a big name like a Rush Limbaugh or a Sean Hannity or anything like that, but I think to his credit, he's on, what, around 20 affiliates, something like that?
Over that, I think.
And he's out there in a number of markets.
He's big time.
He's got a midday show, at least here on the East Coast, and Alex Jones will talk about anything on his show, and not in the same way that Free Talk Live will talk about anything. Alex Jones will take a conspiracy theory.
Yep.
And
you call about contrails, he'll talk to you.
He'll talk to you about it and probably do a whole show on it. Now, to be honest with you, I've never listened to Alex Jones's radio show for more than 5 minutes at a time.
I've done a little listening. I mean, I've listened more than that, but
Well, what'd you think of it? I mean, how is it? Is it any good?
It's not my choice of programming.
Yeah, it's not mine either, which is why I usually tune out after a few minutes. But I do enjoy the hell out of his videos. I have seen a number of his videos, and I think they're very well presented, very well edited. The production values are excellent, and they're very convincing on the subjects that he addresses there. So I'm a huge fan of his video series. In fact, he's got another video coming out in February that I'm looking forward to. But whether or not he's accurate on all of his claims, I don't know. But he's got some very interesting claims, and he does have, as this article mentions, he does have the documentation to back most of them up, if not all of them. I mean, if you really wanted to dig, I'm sure you could find that out.
Yes. Documentation.
He cites his sources.
Yes,
as
he does cite his sources. You have to. I don't always agree with his interpretation of the documentation that he has.
Fine.
But
nonetheless, the guy is putting it out there.
He's putting it out there.
And he.
Doing a good show. He's big time.
Right. So that means that there's going to be some people that have a problem with him. Just like there's people that have a problem with Free Talk Live.
Sure.
And now it looks like there's a group of people turning against Alex Jones. They're asking the question, can he be trusted? And they say, take a look at the Sacred Cow and watch some of the candid video clips of Alex with some of his pals. Now, Sacred Cow is the production company behind his videos. It's the company, I think Kevin Booth is the main man there. He does all the editing with Alex's videos.
Okay.
So the real talent behind the scenes, if you will. In one clip, the A-game...
That's where the talent lies in this industry. I know that it takes a great guy to sit in front of the microphone, but the guys that do the work behind the mics...
It's really more so on television.
Especially, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what this is about. In one clip, the A-game, Alex is joking and cussing with his drunk and stoned audience. And at one point, Christianity is attacked by one guy, and Alex takes a back seat as the name of Christ is trashed. Alex sells Berkeley water filters. Why?
Berkey
water filters. Why does he care about health? Look at some more of the videos at Sacred Cow, and you'll notice Alex smoking a cigarette and drinking what appears to be alcohol. Alex drives what appears to be a late model Chevy Suburban. Can Alex afford the gas for such a tank of a vehicle in this day and age?
Absolutely.
The guy must have some decent coin kicking around. As a matter of fact, he does. Must be all.
He does a great job at his show. He deserves to make good money.
That's right. Must be all the videos he sells and the Prison Planet subscriptions, endorsements too. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. This guy sells more videos than I can fathom. He makes more money off of his videos alone. He doesn't even need to do a radio show.
No, he doesn't. The radio show is like a venue for marketing his...
The videos. And it's brilliant.
Yeah.
The dude's been around for... It's a testament to the fact that he is... he's got to be good. I mean, he's got to have a good audience.
Yep.
Even though he's not up our alley necessarily.
He provides a service that people want.
Right. He's been, I think, with GCN, our network, since the mid-90s or
and
something.
And the fact is, nobody can do it as well as he can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of contenders for his throne. Not us, but there are others that want to contend for that conspiracy theory,
right.
You know, serving up the real news kind of throne. I'm sorry, I don't think that if he chooses to smoke a cigarette now and then, I don't care how often he chooses to smoke a cigarette, but I don't think that necessarily means you don't care about your health at all.
No. And I see nurses who smoke cigarettes.
And I don't think that alcohol has been proven to be good for you in some moderation. Now, some people's religion, their denomination, I should make that clear, their little version of Christianity, says that they can't smoke cigarettes or they can't drink alcohol.
This seems to be one of those.
There are plenty of denominations of Christianity that say they can.
Yep.
And whatever anybody's relationship to their God is their relationship to their God. And the person that questions that relationship could really just stuff it, as far as I'm concerned. They could just go jump in a lake.
He goes on to say, seems to be this classic case of do as I say, not as I do.
Does he tell anybody not to smoke and not to drink?
Alex?
Yes.
I don't.
I'm sure he doesn't. It's not a case of don't do as I say, not as I do. It's not that. What a jerk this person is.
Yeah, he's a real jerk. He says, I'm not the first person to be angry with Alex's mammonizing, which he puts in parentheses. That means apparently money worshipping. Remember Waco, Texas? And then he claims that Alex Jones somehow sold out the Branch Davidians for $500 or whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know anything about that.
A friend of Alex's, Tex somebody, has done a great job of spreading the message of our Lord Jesus Christ and has exposed the New World Order Judeo-Masonic elite very well. Keep up the great work, Tex. Hopefully your friend Alex stops living for riches of this earth and starts exposing the true face of the new world.
You know, a guy gets successful.
These people aren't satisfied.
A guy's successful at his job, and people want to hold it against him. Do you think that the Reverend Billy Graham's poor?
Hell no.
No, he's a very wealthy man. And the reason that he's wealthy is because he does what he's doing, what he's supposed to
he
be doing.
He gives people what they want.
Right.
There's plenty of people that want to hear the message of Reverend Billy Graham. There's plenty of people that want to hear the message of Alex Jones. And he's built his career on this message. He's built a huge fan base, obviously, on this message, and it's so big that some of them have now turned against him. This guy is angry, apparently, because he's bringing the message of, you know, whatever you think about the whole New World Order thing, I don't really subscribe to it myself, but Alex Jones, I will give him credit on this. He is definitely a freedom fighter. Alex Jones believes in more freedom in this country.
He wants people to have more liberty.
And that man, and he deserves credit for that and that alone. He deserves to be compensated for doing a show based on those concepts.
You can't do a show for free because you don't have time. I mean, if I was working all the time to support myself, I wouldn't have time to do this show. Sorry, this guy's a jerk.
Yeah.
And he's questioning, here's what he's doing, is he's questioning the free market that America's built on. And that makes him a sick, sick man, in my opinion.
And he's free to question it.
He's free to question
it. He's free to make whatever
claims he
wants.
He's free to be a communist pinko, as far as I'm concerned. But that doesn't mean I gotta like him.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, I think it's interesting.
Alex Jones has done nothing.
Oh, and the other thing he makes a point about is that according to him in one of the Sacred Cow videos, the name of Christ is trashed. And Alex, who's apparently he makes reference to him being a Christian on his show. So it's public knowledge that Alex Jones is allegedly a Christian.
I'm sure he is.
Maybe the reason why he didn't come to Christ's defense in that case is that, you know, maybe it just wasn't the right time. Maybe it wasn't the right place. Maybe he realizes that.
Maybe it was edited.
Maybe it was edited. Good point. Editing is key. Anyway, we're going to come back, and you can comment at 1-800-259-9231. You can change the topic. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. I know we're going to be talking about New York City and some more cigarette insanity out of there. That's coming up. This is your show, so take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWalk International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWalk Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. That's BioWalk.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWalk family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever it is, it's on your mind. You can also log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. There's plenty of cool stuff on there for you.
There's the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Right.
You can go on and check out our newest Shriners. We have a top section where these Shriners have been validated, so we know for certain these are listeners because they have little signs that say Free Talk Live with them.
That's right.
And you can download the last 6 days from the archive section. They're in MP3 format. You can put them on a disc and put them in your car if you have an MP3 player in the car. You can put them on an iPod. Take them with you, or you can listen to them on your computer.
That's right, and we're number 9 now in the world of all the podcasts.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's a website.
There's a website that tracks it. In fact, you can. We link to it on the front page of the website.
I don't understand. Is it an Apple site?
No.
No, it's just somebody else's site.
Somebody figured out how to. This whole podcasting thing is very interesting, and we're very pleased to
be
part of it.
They know all the podcasts from. All over where they're
just the ones that submitted themselves to this directory.
Okay.
Of the thousands that have submitted themselves, we're number 9 at this point. And we've only been in the directory for less than a week, so we're
making
our way up the charts.
Of course we are. Now, it's not really fair to the rest of them because we do 6 shows a week. we're here Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Life ain't fair, is it, Manwich?
Whoever was talking about fair, whoever told you the whole fair thing, they were lying.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not fair. And then we're on Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
So we're on 6 nights a week. The rest of these shows, I don't know, Ma and Pa Kettle doing the show from their third bedroom. One or two.
One microphone between the two of them.
Yeah, they're sharing back and forth. I'm sure that they. That's not really fair.
But you know, it all counts, and those people. You have to start somewhere, right?
Yep.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 1-800-259-9231. Yeah. So you got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archive section, live streaming. You've got the bulletin board system with hundreds of posts, thousands of posts and hundreds of posters. So log on and get interactive there at freetalklive.com. You have any more to say on the conspiracy theory thing?
I think this is the worst thing that they can levy at Alex Jones. If this is the, I mean,
that
he is not
cigarettes.
He is not the new Messiah. He's never claimed to be that.
No.
He's only claimed to be the clearinghouse for relevant information for people. So you get to decide whether it's relevant for you or not.
Right.
And whether or not he smoked a cigarette and got caught on film doing that, or whether or not he drank an alcoholic beverage, God bless him. It doesn't mean anything about him or his Christianity, his relationship with his God, any of that stuff. Anybody who wants to dispute his relationship with his God because he smokes a cigarette, they can stuff it as far as I'm concerned.
You know, those are people that I don't want to be around. People like that, people like this jerk that wrote this article. I have no intention of spending any time with somebody like that. We had another close-minded lady, actually, surprisingly, on the show last night, and she's not someone that I would want to associate with. Now, on the other hand, I mentioned last night, I'm an atheist. You're not. You're a believer,
mm-hmm.
And we get along just fine, don't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, we sit here for 3 hours during the show, and then we're
not buddies or anything. We don't go hang out anywhere, but we do our show together, and we get along.
We're moving to the same state together via the Free State Project.
We might as well get married, considering.
Well, you're getting married this month to a lady, and
I'm
going to be getting married to a lady at some point anyway. So
yes.
That's not an option, but nonetheless, we get along. And I think that, you know, if I met somebody like Alex Jones, who obviously is a devout Christian, but Alex believes in freedom. I believe in freedom. I think we'd get along as well. And it's evidenced in some of these videos where he's hanging out with the likes of Joe Rogan, who admits to smoking pot on one of the videos. They both apparently are friends. Is it okay? I mean, I asked the person who writes this article.
God made the planet.
Is it okay for someone to be a Christian and be friends with a pot smoker? Here's a news flash for you. I've met plenty of Christians who smoke weed themselves. Can you believe that?
I don't see why it makes a difference.
There's actually an entire organized group out there of Christians for marijuana. Christians for the legalization of marijuana. People who, you know, they, just like anybody, you can pick a Bible passage out for anything. And so they've got their Bible passages that support marijuana. And, of course, I'm sure the anti-marijuana Christians have Bible passages that are against marijuana.
Something about Paul saying, like, drink not unto drunkenness, I'm sure.
But it just seems like such an intolerant attitude. Aren't you supposed to be tolerant when you're a Christian? I mean,
you can choose who you want to hang out with, and I don't think that really has anything to do with your relationship with your God.
Okay.
Very good.
It just seems to me that if you want to be accepted by other people, maybe you should be a little bit tolerant of their beliefs or their consumption habits or the people that they hang out with. Nobody's forcing you to go hang out with Alex Jones or me or Manwich or Joe Rogan or anybody like that. But if
in the radio business, how the heck are you going to avoid pot smokers? Is what I want to know.
You mean as far as people you work with
in the radio business? Yeah,
yeah.
How are you going to
and
avoid
alcoholics?
You have to kick out your board operator.
The alcoholics are really the tough ones to get away from.
That's the old guys.
Yeah, that's true. 1-800-259-9231. If you want to comment, anyway, anything goes on this show. Where are we going next, Manwich?
I've got an interesting article.
Speaking
here.
Of cigarettes and alcohol.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy. They'll drive you insane.
Please stop.
You don't like that?
Please.
Okay.
Stop. 1-800-259-9231.
New York City. The city finance department has ordered... Now, you know as well as I do that cigarettes are, what, $7 a pack in New York City?
They're ultra-controlled there.
But they've put... high regulations and high taxes on them in the hopes that people will come to their senses and stop smoking and polluting their lungs and those kind of things. Now, I am not a cigarette smoker. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other.
Never smoked one in my life.
Really?
Nope. Now, you smoke cigars.
I do smoke cigars.
So you are a tobacco consumer.
I am a tobacco consumer, but I smoke my cigar at my house on my porch.
Fine.
That's it. I like smoking it there.
Okay.
Anyway, this is a story about cigarette taxes. It's very interesting because you know that I predicted that people will buy their cigarettes on the internet if you just raise the taxes too high.
Sure.
There you go. Well, here's the story that wraps all that up together. Now, I predicted it on this show and it's a couple weeks ago or something like that. It's not a big stretch. It's not like I'm saying, you know, what an incredible prediction I made.
No.
All right. New York City, the city finance department.
Like some talk show hosts.
Yes.
I'm right all the time.
99.44% pure, just like ivory soap.
Two hands behind my back.
And I'm a fat guy.
Keep going.
Okay. They've ordered the smokers who bought tax-free cigarettes on the internet to pay city taxes on their purchases.
What?
The demands were made in letters mailed this week. Finance Commissioner Martha Stark says...
Bureaucrat.
Yes, it's part of a new effort to enforce cigarette tax laws. The city mailed letters to about 2,300 people whose names were obtained from the website cigsforcheap.com, which is no longer operating.
How'd they get the names?
They retained it from the website. Apparently they were given them. The letters warned the recipients who failed to pay back taxes would be penalized up to $200 for every carton purchased online.
Here's the problem.
This might be evidence that they purchased. It is not conclusive evidence that they purchased. You could have purchased for somebody else.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to care about that. New York City ain't going to care about that. We'll tell you more. 1-800-259-9231 and why controlling cigarettes is a bad, bad idea. We'll talk about that, too. 1-800-259-9231. Unless you want to interrupt the show and take control, you can. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days, Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231 here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. This is your show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget you can log on, join the fun at freetalklive.com. There's all sorts of good stuff there for you. On the house, we're talking about New York City.
New York City.
Where apparently the government is completely insane. I mean, everywhere around the country, government is a little nutty. But in New York City, I don't think I'll ever go there. I don't think
I've been there three times. I love it.
Gosh. I would just be so concerned that I'd get locked up in some sort of citizen detention area because I walked through a protest zone or something like that.
Well, that has happened to people there,
yeah,
in New York City.
It's a frightening, scary, scary place. I've been near New York City, and I was frightened about what kind of things that were going on around me. So,
well, in this case, the city mailed out 2,300 letters to people whose names were obtained from the website cigarettesforcheap.com, and it's no longer operating. Letters warned the recipients who failed to pay back taxes on the cigarettes that they purchased from this site would be penalized up to $200 for every carton purchased online. I don't know how they propose to enforce this this penalization, but I'm sure they can. But they put liens against you, I guess.
Well, they somehow raided a website, cigsforcheap.com, wasn't
it?
Managed to. It makes me wonder where this website was based out of. Was it based in New York City, and they were somehow ordering? How did they get the authority to get the list of customers? I guess is what I want to know.
The site went out of business,
right?
And what they may have done
is they'll post their damn customer list.
They
online,
may have given it to the city of New York,
or that's horrible.
Or the city of New York might have run them out of business and taken their list.
Mm.
Well, whatever. They managed to get their grimy little bureaucratic hands on the list of people who purchased, list of people in New York City who purchased cigarettes from this company, now have sent letters to those individuals threatening them with, if they don't pay, what was the amount that they're supposed to pay, the regular tax, like
7%? $1.50 city taxes on a pack of cigarettes.
On a pack.
Right.
And if they ordered a carton, then it's whatever the tax is on the carton, probably $10 or something like that. If they don't pay that tax,
well,
a pack
in New York City is $7.50.
Got it. If they don't pay that tax, I mean, as far as a carton, it would probably be like a $10 tax, I would guess, right? Something a little more excessive.
I don't know.
Because a carton's something like 20 packs, isn't it? I don't know. I don't smoke.
10 packs.
10 packs. Okay, so if it's $1.50 a pack, probably $10 for a carton. Anyway.
I wouldn't give it any cheaper. I'm sure that's $15 per carton.
The tax alone is $15?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So anyway, $15 per carton. If they don't pay it within a certain period of time, they will be levied a $200 fine.
Correct.
Set against them per carton.
Correct.
For each carton that they've purchased. That's out of control.
It is out of control. Now, one point I'd like to make is,
and of course, if they don't pay, I'd like to also make this point, if they don't pay the $200 fine, we all know what happens.
Well, they'll get a fine. They'll get levied against them, lien levied against them. They probably won't go to jail.
Well, if they pay rent, then there's no lien, right?
They can still be, the lien will still be placed against them. There just won't be anything to place it against.
Got it.
It'll just be.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they put them in jail?
They won't go to
jail. They owe the city money. You don't think New York City would do something like that to
a citizen? Think that. No, I don't. Not in that case.
Okay. Take your word for it.
Now, here's the point, is even the city can't stop progress in this case.
What do you mean?
Because here, this is one website that sells cigarettes online.
Yep.
One. And they got their list from one website for 2,300 people in the city. Well, the fact is, people are going to continue to buy cigarettes online, and the sites aren't going to continue to go out of business and give the names to New York City.
Oh, hell no.
Ran out the one site online that was run out of New York City. Maybe they ran them out of business. And
I bet they paid for the list.
They could have. But people are going to start getting their cigarettes from Canada and Mexico and Hong Kong. And they're going to go farther and farther and get them cheaper and cheaper.
Or they're going to do it the other way, which is to buy them from a street dealer in New York City. Someone who is connected with the mafia. Somebody who gets their cigarettes from the back of a semi-truck that comes into town straight from South Carolina.
They're not going to get them as cheap, though.
As cheap as on the internet? I don't know. It might be competitive.
No, because it's too many middlemen up the line, and the mob is too greedy.
Okay.
It's just not going to happen.
Well, anyway, I'm making the point that there are other options, too. I mean, even if New York City was to magically shut down all sorts of purchases from the internet, like they somehow have that ability. They don't. Even if they would, then the mob would just step right in. And they already are. They already are distributing cigarettes on the street level in New York City.
Yes, they are. Because the taxes are prohibitive. $7.50 a pack, it's prohibitive. They're only propagating crime by their
crime of the worst
taxes.
Order. Crime of the worst order. I mean, the more they raise the taxes, the more crime will happen. As soon as they bumped those taxes up, there began a series of convenience store robberies.
Mm-hmm.
Convenience stores, now instead of locking up DVDs or locking up other valuable items, they actually have the cigarettes under lock and key.
Yeah.
Somebody ran a truck through the door of a convenience store in order to grab not the cash register, but the cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's cash money.
Yeah.
You turn those cigarettes into cash money, no problem.
The mob will buy them from you.
Anybody will buy them from you.
And it's all
you have to do is undercut the street price.
It's all because of exorbitant city taxes.
And that's what I think is the appropriate term for this, a gray market. Because it's not fully illegal. But it's not fully legal either.
Yeah, that would be what that is.
And so it's kind of in between, which is why the mafia actually is competitive right now. That's why the mob is being competitive with their prices instead of it being $50 a pack. Because if it was illegal, the prices would skyrocket.
Yes. Now, that's what I'm worried about, though, is that everybody will follow New York City's suit and keep on raising taxes. It's been done in Montana.
Yep.
Everybody just seems to think smoking's bad.
Italy just did a smoking ban. I can tell you about that when we come back. 1-800-259-9231. They really are the new persecuted class, and it's sad. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim and Vigor's collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim and Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours to move in boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better, I feel better during the day, I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can bring up anything. Whatever it is that's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives, last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described. We get live streaming, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, hundreds of registered posters. You can join all the fun on the house. No membership fees at freetalklive.com.
Nope. You know, most radio shows charge a premium member. Membership mm-hmm. fee, and we don't do that.
No, we
you
don't.
Can you can download the archives that we've got. We've got the last 6 days on there. That's 18 hours of shows.
17 hours.
17
hours. We got a two-hour show on Saturday.
17 hours worth of shows for free. You can take them with you. We want you to have Free Talk Live. We want you to tell your friends about Free Talk Live, and especially want you to tell the program directors at the radio stations in your town
exactly.
that you want Free Talk Live on their station, or you want it on all 3 hours on their station.
If they already have some of the show.
Right.
Yeah, we want them to carry all of it. So, 1-800-259-9231, if you've got a comment on the smoking insanity going on in a town near you, possibly in your state. Here in Florida, we've got a ban on smoking in every single business in the state, virtually. In New York, it's the same way. California, it's the same way. Italy just passed a smoking ban, apparently. And now, of course, in New York City, they're trying to fight what they've created. And it's going to be a vicious cycle. New York City has put so many prohibitive taxes on cigarettes people are now going outside of the state in order to acquire their cigarettes, be it via the internet, mm-hmm. ordering online, or be it via the mob, or someone else, just some independent criminal who's... I mean, these people are now criminals. People who bring cigarettes across state lines are now criminals in New York.
I'm not saying it's a good idea to smoke. I think it's a nasty, addictive weed, and
no.
the companies that produce them have been irresponsible in their production of them. They've made them more addictive along the line, and I don't like the idea
of cigarettes. Oreo cookies are addictive, too, Manwich.
Oh, whatever.
They're made by the same company, Philip Morris. You know that, right? You don't think they put a little something in there to get you hooked on those? I'll tell you what, man. You give me a pack of Oreos, and I have to really use some restraint to not finish off the whole thing.
I don't think it's quite the same thing.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever turned over and looked at the ingredients? How do you know that one of those chemicals...
I don't know anything about the ingredients.
How do you know that benzopyrazolamide is not some sort of crazily addictive ingredient, right? How do you know that?
I don't.
I mean, think about the amount of people that drink soda pop in this country.
Caffeine is a drug,
but, you know...
It's the next one to come, too.
Oh, as far as the banning of...
Now, I think it would be fat, actually. Fat things. You know
fatty
how
foods.
Because I believe that we're on the road to outlawing cigarette smoking.
There have been some bureaucrats, some politicians, who have actually come right out and said it.
Yep.
That they foresee within the next 10 years cigarettes being banned in this country. Haven't we learned anything from history? Haven't we learned from history that prohibition doesn't work? That war kills, is destructive, and it's just generally a bad, bad thing? Haven't we learned anything from the mistakes of our ancestors? I don't think so. I mean, some of us have, but not the ones that count, not the ones who are in power. These people are insane.
Not the jackasses that vote for them either.
Apparently not. And who can blame them? They went to government schools. 1-800-259-9231. It's a sad, sad situation. We got more to talk about. It's 2 more hours remaining. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and this is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. If you're...